a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Come to order. We want to wish all the internet listeners tuning in now. We thank you for caring about your government and listening to the testimonies. Wish to remind everybody to turn off your cell phones. We as just a courtesy to all members here, and would ask the secretary then to call the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Kirkaby?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Wilkie?
Here.
Monroe? Patton?
Here.
Seven here.
And we have a quorum. Would remind all that are going to be testifying, if you'd please sign in. And today we will be listening to SB 55 to repeal the contractor's excise tax on certain new and expanded power production facilities. Whoops, I need to back up. We need to approve the minutes of last. Senator Amdahl has moved, and we have a second from Senator Welke. Now that I go back to my notes, SB 55, an act to repeal the contractor's excise tax on certain new or expanded power facilities. And we have Mr. Jarrus. Ms. Jarrus? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Allison Jarrus, and I'm with the Department of Revenue, and I am here to speak on behalf of Senate Bill 55 to repeal a program that is currently provided for under 10-46C. As you are aware, there's a contractor's excise tax for construction projects in South Dakota, which is a 2% tax on the contractor's gross receipts. This statute, 10-46C, is a program which provides for a 1% tax on power generation constructions in the state of South Dakota. Last year, the legislative body passed 235, the Building South Dakota Fund. Within that fund is the Reinvestment Payment Program. The Reinvestment Payment Program took place last July and is providing new funds and new incentives for construction projects such as the ones that are incentivized through 10-46C. Under the Reinvestment Payment Program, companies can get up to 100% of their sales and use taxes back for construction projects or reinvestment into the state of South Dakota. The Reinvestment Payment Program, provided for under Senate Bill 235, requests specific criteria on projects, such as other incentives provided for by state and local entities, previous assistance provided by owners to the owners for their projects, job creation, and most importantly, the probability of a project coming to South Dakota should they not receive a reinvestment. The current 1046C program does not take any of these criteria into consideration. The power production facility that meets the minimum criteria of 10-46C is allotted the provision of the reduced contractor's excise tax. The 1046C program was put into place in the year 2002 with one participant in the program in 2003. Since then, participants of other programs have ignored this program and used other incentives to bring their projects to the state of South Dakota. We believe the Building South Dakota Fund, provided for in Senate Bill 235, has replaced the need for this program. We are asking for your support of Senate Bill 55 as presented before you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Any questions from the committee? Senator Kirkaby?
Thank you, and I certainly do support the merits and the intent of this, but I guess my question, because we just passed that historical bill last year, Building South Dakota, the urgency or the priorities right now as far as repealing this bill right now, because in the past, and I know there's lots of legislation still floating around, repealing old, outdated statutes that are many, many, many years old. I guess I'm just inquiring the, I understand the rationale for it, but I guess the urgency in right now, because we know after a couple of years, the funding mechanism in that bill that we passed last year will be revisited by this body to try to reinstill some wealth into that. So I guess my question to you is, what would be the urgency really on dissolving the statute at this time?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
At this time, it has been shown that with this program being used one time since its inception in 2002, other incentive programs have come along that have been much more beneficial for these projects. In addition, if these projects were to come to South Dakota, we would want to steer them towards the Building South Dakota Fund and the reinvestment program that's provided for out there. It is much more lucrative for them. It is based on the sales and use taxes of that fund. And under that program, they're looking at very specific criteria about projects coming into the state to, in order to increase the economic impact in South Dakota.
Any other questions? Any other questions from the committee? Thank you very much for a job well done.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? Proponents? Any opponents? Life is good. No opponents. Seeing none, we will move on down. Let's open up for committee discussion.
Chairman, I move due pass.
Second.
We have due pass by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Amdahl. And call for roll. Discussion on such. No discussion. And let's call for roll.
Senators Ewing.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Chairman, move
consent. I'll second that. Senator Kirkaby has moved for consent on calendar, and Senator Ewing is seconded. And call for a roll on that. Just voice one. Okay. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We will put her on the consent calendar. And Senator Kirkaby, would you? No, we don't have to do that. Consent. Cool. Let's move on. I wanted to pick on the senator.
What an easy target.
With that, we've cleared our calendar. Would advise all to watch the board. As of this moment, we have no further bills, and unless something drops in the slot today, we may have Wednesday off. That, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Senator Amdahl and Senator Jones. We stand adjourned.